Welcome the righteous. Jesus was sending out his disciples into a harsh world. He discusses his own reception, betrayal, and death. In those days, there weren't hotels and Airbnbs as we have today. Jesus highlights the rewards for those who accept and welcome these traveling missionaries to encourage people to roll out the red carpet for them. He encourages his disciples to scale adversities, remove barriers, and create a hospitable environment. He also reminds them of the great heavenly reward given for everyone who participates and supports the mission. Jesus gives the following advices to his disciples. Firstly, work on through adversity. Luke 10:16 says, "Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. But whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me." Rejection can come from unbelievers. They can come from within the body of Christ. There are even people holding leading positions who are seeking personal profit. They will oppose us from within. These are realities. We need to accept the situation and move on to where God leads us. The second advice is to wipe out differences. There are the religious and the righteous. Discern true disciples and unite with people from all walks of life and backgrounds to serve the best cause in the world. Ignore minor differences that Jesus ignored. Righteousness comes from within. Religiosity is external. Thirdly, Jesus advises everyone to welcome his disciples and to serve each other. Every cup of water given to a child of God is honored. Welcoming is accepting them, their messages from God, their viewpoints. As traveling hazards are less these days, and we are in an internet age, the need for personal hospitality may be less. How can we apply this truth today? There are other means of serving others and welcoming others. How can we best serve each other today? In remote areas where the gospel has not been heard or has very little spread, this may be more literally followed. Finally, Jesus assures his disciples that they will win the reward. Matthew 10:41-42 says, "Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who's my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward." Prophets and apostles mostly lived in the Bible era, Ephesians 3:4-5. They had a purpose which was fulfilled. Today we are largely composed of disciples, also referred to as righteous in this passage. Jesus tells us that different people have different rewards. The reward for serving the righteous is equal to the reward for the righteous. Even the smallest contribution entitles one to a reward. In today's context, how can we wear both hats? To be disciples and to serve disciples from all backgrounds.